Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Let's read Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Hebrews 3, 1. We want to do it together, okay? One go. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Shall we read it again? One go. I want a loud voice. One go. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. We are talking about confirm and affirm it, part 3. Confirm and affirm it, part 3. The scripture we just read is calling on all the brethren who are partakers of the heavenly calling. That is, people that have been saved by Jesus, who also have an inheritance with God. Partakers of the heavenly calling. You are not ordinary. You are a special breed in the sight of God. He said, when you have attained to that level of status in the sight of God, you need to consider. So for a child of God to be fully functional and appropriate all the blessings and benefits of redemption, that child of God must be in consideration, must consider certain things. Paramount among those things that must be considered is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ as what? As first of all, the apostle and high priest of our profession. This is so critical to our walk with the Lord and our success in the spirit realm regarding things here on earth. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. That says that there is a calling that has been given unto us, and that calling has got so many rewards based on God's inheritance system. That calling is not an empty calling. It's a blessed calling. And to be able to effectively bring out the best out of that calling, you don't only need to see it as a calling, but in other places in that same Hebrews, it talks about the fact that maintain the profession of your faith. So we need to continue to say that we are children of God. We need to continue to say that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We need to continue to say that we are favored. We need to continue to say that we are overcomers. We need to make profession of our calling. That is to say that we should never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Never be ashamed of our calling. Never be ashamed of who we are, what he says we are, what he says we have, and what he says we can do. We should never be ashamed of that. There is the profession of our calling. That is to say that if you are a pilot, don't be afraid and shy to say, I'm a pilot. If you are an engineer, don't be ashamed to say, I'm an engineer. I'm a child of God. And being a child of God comes with a whole lot of things. It comes with suffering, but not only suffering, it also comes with glory, hope of the glory. And so the profession of our faith must become a comfortable, confident ingredient in our daily lives, simply because Jesus is our apostle and high priest. That is to say that our profession is based on Jesus being our high priest. That is, you are saying, I'm blessed, not because adrenaline is pumping you. You are saying, I'm blessed because Jesus is your high priest. And Jesus being your high priest, I mean, one of the things we can talk about is the fact that he can be touched with our infirmities. Are you here at all? That means that whatever you are going through, he feels it at all points. Not only that, you can be confident to say who you feel or you believe you are based on redemption. You can be confident to profess what he says you have, what he says you can do, because Jesus, as our high priest, is continually interceding for us in the heavenly places. So anyone who has Jesus as his intercessor must be bold, must be boastful, must be confident. When someone says, I will kill you, you tell them, you can't kill me because I got an intercessor. Because you can't touch me without touching the one who feels my infirmity. So based on that foundation, Jesus being your apostle and your high priest, you must continue to hold your profession of faith, never shifting your grounds, maintaining your ground of faith. If you say, I'm blessed, circumstances should not make you change your status. Your condition must not change your position. Your position must inform your profession to change your condition. Where you sit, who you are, what he says you are, what he says you have, what he says you can do, is your position. It must always determine what you say. It must determine what you believe is your reality. And it must now override every negative condition around you. Even when you have positive conditions around you, you can scale them up based on your covenant position in Christ Jesus. That's why the scripture says that our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it is of him. That is to say that Jesus being our high priest, we are spending on his account. That there is nothing we are, we have, or we can do that is based on our own attainments. Everything is based on what he has secured for us. And based on that inheritance made available unto us, all we need to do is to just labor into that rest. And in laboring into that rest, he says that don't keep your mouth shut. Don't say foolish things. Say what he said is yours. And get what he says you will get. Based on what he has done. And if you don't shift and change, if you don't stagger and waver, he says that it shall be as you have said. Praise the Lord. Please look at someone and tell them that maintain your profession because Jesus is your high priest. Fear not to maintain it. Let nothing shake your grounds. Praise the Lord. Are you here at all? So when you are speaking, you are not just speaking because, you know, you love words and you are putting them together. You are not speaking. You have to speak from your heart. You have to speak things you mean and mean what you say. Praise the Lord. And hold on. Hold on to the profession. Many people say things just for a short term. And when time begins to try what they say, they shift. Tell someone, time will try you. But maintain your profession in Jesus Christ. Say what you say that God records. You must maintain it until it comes to pass. Please consider Numbers chapter 14 verse 28. I mean, just by the way, Numbers 14, 28. Look at what the Bible said. It said, let's read together. One, go. Say unto them. Come on, let's do it again. One, go. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as he have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Praise the Lord. So the principle is clear. That the child of God must maintain your profession. That as you speak into the ears of God,
He will do what he hears you say. So, speaking and maintaining your ground is very important. Regardless of what you are going through. And today I'm telling you that what should give you that solidity not to waver or oscillate should be the foundation that Christ is my high priest. Christ, number one, can be touched with everything that I'm going through. And number two is my intercessor. Interceding for me, so everything is going to be all right. Please tell somebody that Christ feels what you are feeling and is interceding for you. So you can continue to say that what I have is going to be mine. That what I am saying is going to become a reality. And as a person, do you know why? Because Christ feels my pains, my challenges, and he's praying for me. And if Christ is praying for me, tell the person, the prayer cannot miss road. It cannot be praying amiss. Because the one praying for me is also the doer. So he cannot be praying wrong things when he's the doer. Are you here at all? He's interceding for me. I mean, some people, their malams are interceding for them and they are confident. Imagine when Jesus himself is your intercessor. You know, mostly, I mean, the Christian prays to Jesus and through Jesus. But imagine when the one you are praying to is now praying for you. Imagine when your destiny helper, he himself wants you to succeed more than you want him to help you. It shall be your portion in Jesus' name. I'm feeling like standing here and preaching, you know. Because you see, so many Christians have not become anything near what redemption has given us because we keep changing our mouth from the vision God gave us. There are some pastors, once they see empty chair, it's like the church is collapsing. How is empty chair equal to church collapsing? That's room for growth. Praise the Lord. And you have to keep prophesying until the seed germinates in the soil and becomes a tree. When you see negativity in Genesis chapter 1, look at something. Verse 1. Check it. It said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without what? Form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw darkness. He spoke what he wanted to see. He said, let there be light. And there was light. When you see darkness, you don't confirm the position of darkness. When you see trouble, you don't confirm and affirm the existence of trouble. As a human being indwelt by God, by the Spirit of God, when you see darkness, you manifest your light. When you see chaos, you manifest the peace of God. So God saw chaos. It was without form. It was void and it was dark. And all that God thought to do to just resolve that whole confusion was, let there be light. Question I want to ask you is that when you are faced with an overwhelming darkness, what is your end game? Like, what's your end expectation? What do you wish to see? What do you wish to have seen prior to the darkness appearing? Like prior to your poverty, what was your expectation? Some of you wish you were born to some rich families. You were born into an inheritance. Not even born in Ghana. Some of you jackpot in the womb of your mother before you landed. Unfortunately, you were deported to Ghana. What is your original wish prior to the challenges you are encountering right now? That original wish, that desire, is what you declare. That expectation is what you, if you are unwell, your original wish, I guess, should have been that I shouldn't ever be sick. That is what you declare. That is the light you use to quench the darkness. If it is scarcity, you use abundance to swallow it. Good must swallow evil. Light must swallow darkness. He said the light shines in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend. But unfortunately, in most cases, once things begin to shake our foundation, we confirm the position of darkness. We confirm the existence of darkness. And worst of all is the fact that we continue to affirm after confirming. And affirmation moves from one level to another level. How are you doing? Things are hard. Ghana is hard. You see, you move from your micro space to your meso space to your macro space. You move from your individual level to your community level, family level, then you go to the national level. You'll be looking at three levels. Things are hard for me. Even my family, no one is supporting me. The country itself is very hard. Now, after creating that tripartite level of difficulty, from your individual level to your community level to your national level, where are you going to pass? Boy, tell somebody, declare light. One more time, tell somebody, declare light, declare light. When you have, you know, some of us, we have grown in words. I feel depressed. I grew before I heard that word, though. We go, well, now, wow. Okay. Sometimes exposure can kill your destiny. You feel, do you know depression? I'm careful about my mental health. Mental weight. Boy, your mental health in here. You need to feed your mental space with supernatural food that will cause your stability in your emotional level. Because when you are depleted emotionally, you don't confirm and affirm that depletion, that deficiency, that insufficiency. That's why he says that. He talks about, I can do all things. You see, anytime he's saying that, it means that he's feeling like something is challenging that ability of God in him. When your ability is being challenged, you continue to confirm your ability in Christ and affirm as you keep going. First, confirm that I am not weak. Let the weak say. Let the weak not confirm weakness. First level is what? Confirm. And that confirmation can be negative or positive. But he's saying, if you are weak, don't say, I am weak. If you are sick, don't say, I'm sick. Because he took your sickness. He took your weakness. Because he's your high priest. When you are unwell and someone asks you, how are you doing? Say, I'm feeling strong. You know, the first time a pastor I was preaching for in Nigeria, you know, told me that, Prophet, I'm feeling very, very strong. I was preaching for him. He was very unwell. And he was trying to let me know that he was not well. He said, I'm feeling very strong. I was confused. I said, glory be to God. Feeling very, very strong. So he's a Ghanaian, a bishop. Then he realized I was not understanding this. So he spoke in our dialect to me there. So, okay, you know, the typical Nigerian who is in church, when things are going south, they declare not. When they are not well, they say, I'm feeling strong. When they don't have money, they say, I feel rich today. That means that money no day pocket. But he cannot use the mouth to declare, confirm that money no day pocket. Are you here at all? He cannot use the mouth. Don't use your mouth to confirm what devil can do. And what devil is happy to do. You use this spirit in you. Huh? The Holy Spirit in you does not confirm the works of hell. Does not confirm the works of darkness. It never comes. The Holy Spirit, he said, I will send you the comforter. He will take what is mine and show it to you. The Holy Spirit, as God here on earth with us, is here to reveal to us what Christ has done for us and what Christ has purchased on our behalf. He's just here to reveal the healing to you, to reveal the provisions of God to you. He's not here to show you how devil has bound you, how devil is working, and you are powerless. His job is to show you what he has done for you. That a sign that you are a true child of God is that you must walk in line with the Holy Spirit. He's always talking about the works of God. Two of us. Say the Holy Spirit is here to reveal the works of God. So speak the works of God. Speak to the works of God. Speak to. He's here to reveal the abilities of God. Tell somebody, the Holy Spirit is here to reveal to you God's abilities, God's supplies. Whatever God can do for you is what he is here to reveal to you. So when he reveals it to you, tell the person, stick to what has been revealed to you, not what the devil can do. Tell them, because the Holy Spirit is not here to do the work of the devil. When you are faced with a condition, overrule, override, overwhelm that negative condition with an imposition of redemptive security. What is on the redemption table is what you use to impose what devil is trying to introduce. Satan is always trying to introduce something in you, around you, and for you. You need to declare light. Say, let there be light. That's how formlessness became shaped. That's how chaos turned into, and that's how darkness turned into light. I declare that in this year 2024, as you confirm and affirm the works of God, you will see the power of God at work in your life. That amen can be louder than it is right now. So far, is it going well? All right. So, in 2 Corinthians 1:20, let's read together. One, go. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Praise the Lord. Shall we read it again? One, go. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Praise the Lord. So, one of the fundamental grounds that should sponsor the maintenance of our profession of faith is the fact that God's promises in Christ, they are yes. And in Christ, they are amen. Let's read other translation. That means that the promises are stamped and sealed in Christ. Let's read it together. One, go. Message. Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray. The great amen. God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. Someone say glory. Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. Who has stamped it? He stamped it with no? He stamped it with what? I can't hear you. what God promised you, who stamped it? Was it a stamp of approval or disapproval? That is why you don't, it is very foolish to be talking against what has been approved and stamped yes. Something that has been passed to flow into your life, certified, approved, to be given to you. You cannot be talking against it. And mostly it's because you have not caught the revelation that it's already been certified for me. It's already been approved for me. Are you here at all? That's why you are saying the things you are saying. So sometimes in regular contract pursuit, when the contract has gone through the process and has been approved, and they hear you talking nonsense somewhere, sometimes they say, you will come again. You need to understand that before you were born, the promises of God concerning your life, they were stamped yes by Jesus Christ. Day that he foreknew, he predestined. There was a program. The program is what brought you here. Are you here at all? The program that you will become a mother, you must give birth to the next, you know, neurosurgeon. It's a program. To heal one man of God on the road, it's a program. That program is, it was predetermined before you came here. So you are not trying to make the program better. The program is what brought you here. So you don't come here and try to knock your head about, because the blueprint is already there. And you, your responsibility is to walk in the will of God. Synchronize yourself with the will of God. Be on the same frequency. That's why we pray. We pray to align with the will of God, so that we will see what he sees and say what he says and become what he has designed us to become. That's why when things are going, it's not that you just get worried. He's saying don't get worried. You still want to be worried. Are you the designer of the program? The designer said don't get worried. Doctor tells you something, designer said, look, if I have not sanctioned it with yes, it can be there, but it cannot kill you. I've already dealt with it. Is God talking to someone here at all? Let me feel you in the house. Are you here at all? You see, this message, I should be preaching it 3 months. Because devil spoiled our mind before we came to God. And even in Christ, we see more of the works of the devil here on earth than we believe what Christ has done for us. But look at the scripture. Tell someone, believe, 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 believe. Whatever God has promised, get stamped with the yes of Jesus. That simply means that except God has not promised it, someone can tell you no. Except God has not promised it. Except you are on your own. But if God has promised, no one can say no to you. No system can say no to you. They can be saying no, but God's yes has already been superimposed. And no matter how much no they say, when God is ready, his stamp of yes will deliver it to you. That's why the scriptures can boldly say that don't be anxious. But with prayer and thanksgiving, just keep praying about it. Just keep aligning and just be thanking God, because you know it has been stamped. Yes. Come on now, talk to me. Say it's been stamped. Yes. Tell somebody your marriage has been stamped. Yes. Your ministry has been stamped. Yes. Your future has been stamped. Yes. No need to worry. Just follow the program of God. Confirm it that it's yours and continue to affirm it, so that you can see it. Give the Lord a big clap offering in this house. Let's read. The intestines of this scripture, they are very nice, but beautiful intestines. He said, in him, this is what we preach and pray. That word, this is what we preach and pray, means that this is what we proclaim and pray for. What we proclaim is what we pray for. Many Christians are praying for things they are not proclaiming. Some are praying against their proclamation. And in fact, majority are proclaiming against their prayer. Yes. You'll be crying on God. God, my marriage. Give me my marriage. You come and say, I worry and why a thing. Marriage has become scarce. There are no good men. There are no good women. He said, no one is coming. How far with the marriage? No one is coming. No one has come. Boy, learn to use some words. Yet, learn to use some potentiality words. He is on his way coming. He has not arrived yet as he's coming. Very soon, he's going to manifest. He's waiting for the manifestation. Is God talking to someone now? I feel like I'm preaching. You know? Am I? It's happening in a grand style. God has decreed it. I'm waiting to take delivery. Praise God. What we preach is what we pray. Please stop praying for things you are not mastering in your profession. If you are not mastering it through your profession, you're wasting your time in prayer. 2 Kings chapter, we'll come back to this scripture. 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible said, the man, the foolish husband, saw the child crying, my head, my head. Verse 19 to 21. Bible said, the child was complaining, my head, my head. His father ordered a servant, carry him to his mother. A man whose presence is inconsequential and absence is not felt. That's it. He is not a game changer in that house. Where is the mother? That is the one who handles things. The father is neutral. See, carry him to the mother. Next verse. He said, and he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to Eli, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. Next verse, 21, please. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. That's a woman of faith, a woman of action. A woman of consequence. I'm just showing you a Christian with consequence in this life. How you behave. Combining your proclamation and your prayer. And in verse 26, this woman laid the child in that room and started going to look for Elisha the prophet. And when Elisha was sitting on the mountain, he saw the woman come. He said, he told Gehazi, he said, run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. I want to ask you the questions the Bible asks. You see, number one, the prophet asked, woman, you that is coming, is it well with you? In your own opinion, was a woman well? Is it well with your husband? A husband that passed a sick child to a mother with, you know, that kind of Nabalic husband. Nabal. Foolish and useless as far as contribution is concerned. That kind of husband. Do you think it was well? Number three, was the child well? You are not talking to me. Keep this house. I'm asking you, was the child well? All the questions that were posed to her, the variables there, none of them was well. But she answered, it is well. Why did she answer like that? Because her expectation was not for unwellness. The end goal was not to see dead body, dead child, unwellness in her space. When you have a dead body in your cabin, how do you speak? When you have a dead cargo in your life, how should you speak as a child of God? Look at the next verse. It's too powerful. And when she came to the man of God, to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord has hid it from me and has not told me. So when your soul is vexed in you, it's not time for foolish talk. Your soul is vexed means that you are not emotionally stable. It means that your mind is bizarre. It means that you are perplexed, frustrated, troubled, challenged. It means that, boy, the world is turning upside down. Her soul is vexed in her. So sometimes people, the prophet saw that this woman, there is something wrong with her. I don't know what is wrong with her because God has not shown me. But clearly, there is something wrong. But the woman by faith was not ready to confirm what was wrong with her mouth. She said, I may be vexed. The loneliness is eating me up. But I'm not going to declare that I'm lonely. Oh, I feel lonely today. Boy, you got to feel the presence of God. I feel my lover. My lover is here. I feel the love God has sent for me. It doesn't work like that. That's why you have to follow the way of the Bible. Follow the way. My wife loves me. My wife is not stingy to me. Are you here at all? Tell someone, don't confirm the evil around you. Continue to affirm what you want to see. Tell someone, confirm with positivity. And continue to affirm the positive. Are we going somewhere? The woman was vexed. Most at times when Christians are vexed, they now descend, or maybe from where we are sitting in heavenly places, we condescend into the earthly natural realm and make declarations based on our frailties and our breakabilities, crackability. Say, I am clay, I am cracking, I am human, I'm breaking, I am, you know, my, if out of my frailties, I feel very, enter into our vulnerabilities. And we speak whatever is doing us. It makes you feel like, I want to be real. I want to be practical. If we're a Christian, you don't have that choice. Because a Christian does not walk by sight. Christian walks by faith. You are changing the equation. You are changing the principle. You are changing your nomenclature. When you decide to go natural instead of going spiritual, you ought to have been spiritually minded all the time, not carnally minded. Your peace is in the spiritual mentality. Your trouble is in your carnal mentality. Unfortunately for you and I, we have dual functionality. We function in heaven, we function on earth. We function spiritually, we function physically. Every time you have to determine where you put the dial. Are you dialing into your nature or you are dialing into your spirituality? Determine the dial. Where the dial will be. Do you want GTV or TV3? I believe strongly that because you have the ability to go in and out, you must decide where you want to stay for your victories to be perpetual. You have to decide. So the man of God, he said, this woman is greatly vexed though, but she is still refusing to say what is worrying her. And then took the man of God home. Man of God went. Baby came alive because this woman was declaring, it is well, it is well, it is well, it is well. Somebody tell someone, learn how to declare and affirm your expectations. Learn to prophesy. Tell them this week when we close from church, write on your social media, confirm and affirm. You need to confirm and affirm your favor. You go into an interview, they say, we are sorry. Don't have a mind of rejection. As you are going, you say that the plans he has for me, they are good. All things work together. When one door is shut, another is open. Are you here at all? Yeah, but don't just make yourself one emotional product. You know, emotional ice cream. Always you are melting. When small heat comes upon you, you are melted. You need to confirm who you are, what he says you have, what he says you can do, and continue to affirm it. I'm not going down. My place is up. I'm seated with him in heavenly places, far above, above only. I'm the head. I'm ahead. I'm shining brighter and brighter. I'm going from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from faith to faith. I am prosperous. I can never be poor. I will never see poverty. What is dryness and wilderness is not my portion. I am a tree planted by the rivers of water. The whole world is mine because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And he has apportioned mine unto me. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yay! I have a goodly inheritance. You make your proclamation. You confirm who you are and continue to affirm it. I am not lonely. I can never be lonely. I will marry and have children and have a spouse who will love me more than Valentine. I'm a happy person. I'm not a sad person. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I see fruitfulness all around. I see victories all around. Devil is a liar. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith, they believe they spoke. We believe, therefore, we have also spoken. Now they can confirm and affirm. So, we came here because I was trying to draw your attention to the fact that for you to make your prayer effective supernaturally, you need to populate that supernatural space with what you have confirmed in the word and continue to affirm. You need to be preaching it. I'm going to marry. You need to be declaring it. I'm rich. Praise the Lord. And mostly you must declare it in the affirmative. And even in the past spirit, based on what Christ has done. So it's not like I'm going to marry. I'm already married. I'm married, waiting for manifestation. My manifestation is here. I am favored. It's not I will be favored. I am what? Favored. Why? Because it's already been sealed. I'm favored. Signed and sealed. And delivered. It's not I will prosper. I am prosperous. I'm prospered. So before you started a business, your prosperity was already on ground. You are now walking into it based on following these spiritual principles. Praise the Lord. He said, let the weak say, I am what? Strong. It's not, I'm going to be strong. I am what? I can't hear you. I am what? Let the poor say, I am what? It's not I'm going to be, but I am already, because of what the Lord has done. He said, preach it and pray it. Declare it and pray it. Some of you, you say all the bad things outside to yourself and to people. And when you go before God, you now go and pray the real thing you are believing God for. So that prayer becomes like a correction fluid. When I'm using that prayer to correct all the nonsense you have said, and sometimes it is in chapters. So by the time we use 1 hour prayer, that prayer doesn't even meet the level of answer. Because we now have to reverse so many negative decrees you have made. I'm dying, no? I'm dying. I'm dying, no? I'm dying. When you pray now 1 hour, we have to use that 1 hour to delete one chapter of I'm dying, I'm dead. I feel like I'm dying. It's like they are killing me. It's like, Kai! Tell somebody today, burn that book, burn it. Oh, you have populated that book with a lot of negativity. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. In fact, it is well with you in Jesus' name. I said it is well with somebody here. That amen must come out of your mouth. Don't receive messages with your mind. Say it. Say it. Powerful scripture. Please put it there. That message is too powerful. This is what we preach and pray. The great amen. He said, God's yes and our yes together. Glorious evident. Gloriously evident. That's it. The glory doesn't appear until what God is saying is being confirmed by what you are saying. You see, some of the unexpected, undesirable evidences you have around, check what you are saying, if it's in conformity with what God is saying. Ask someone, what have you been saying? Especially when you have dead things in your cargo. Pressure. Negativity. What have you been saying? And tell me, if you want to see glory, your words must match God's word. In intensity and audacity. Say it with boldness. Is it English that's your problem or what is it? It should be in intensity and audacity. So if someone is telling you that I will kill you, he said, no, the confirmation is that I cannot die. I shall not die. I will not die. Man cannot kill me. He says, I will kill you. He's looking for your confirmation. How are you going to confirm? Let me say, me woo, pastor, me woo. Before now, if you need to master my bamsu, pastor, me woo, me woo, me woo, me woo, me woo. You are confirming, me woo. Why are you confirming me? You have a simple dream. You wake up and say, hey, Omwenyami, Omabaha, Omu di me so, yay, if you have one. You see, I did it. I mean, who's on my chimia question? Oh, I'm to do me soon on the way, not dear, just on what it temekra. And some of you, when you wake up now, you are just looking, when am I going to die? Oh, when am I going to die? Oh, you cannot confirm that kind of thing. When you wake up, you said, devil, this is not my portion. This dream, this is not what God wants to do in my life. What God wants to do in my life, he said, I came that you might have life and have it what? More abundantly. Abundant life is mine. Abundant life is mine. Say, abundant life is mine. Say, abundance everywhere. I cannot die. I must not die. I will not die. Say, no devil is killing me out of this world. God is the only one who has the say to withdraw me out of this earth. Say, my agreement is not with the devil. My agreement is with God alone. Therefore, only what God says is what I accept to happen in my life. God's word, my own words, working together, glorious evidence. Is your chica no a yes to demo? We see dino a yes to demo. This your behunya mianu when you are yes to demo. And Colano Baba Bebre were yes to demo. You are a mother and a father of many nations. May nations come and bow before you. It shall be well with your soul. Too powerful. Gloriously evident. Barakatanila Kapaya. You have a wife. Agree with that wife. Unless we are giving birth to those twins. Lekotolaba. One will resemble me. The girl will resemble me. Ayaya kolaba. Are you here at all? Come on. Are you sure you are here now? Agree. You two shall agree together. As touching one thing, that one thing shall be done by my father. Agree. Confirm and affirm it.
When you go, tell your wife, your spouse, I love you. Say, tell me back, I love you. Tell me, I also love you.
Force it out of them. Some of you, you are rigid, you don't say. That's why your wife is always angry. Because you are, as you are not populating it, you are praying for her to be a sweet wife, but you are not saying it. Ah, shakala bataka. Entina we you know, yeah, yes, kako, kako. Oh yeah, yeah, Barry, say kako. No, you better say, I love you. I'm pouring the waters of love on you. Become soft, become tender, become lovely. I am a toko labaya. I love you, my dear. Tell me also. I'm melting for you, baby. Say, I have already melted for you. Kashola baraka takaya.
And those of you who are not married, when the one melts, just walk away after the meltability.
Don't touch it, untouchable. The touchable is only for the married. Just walk away. Just be happy that they melted.
Bala kapa hatakaya. Prophesy to somebody, confirm and affirm it. Confirm and affirm it. Confirm and affirm it. Confirm and affirm it. Prophesy to somebody.
Wipe your tears. Your season is here. Your testimony is here. The lines are falling for you in pleasant places. My God will turn all your mourning into joy.
Too powerful. Prophesy to them.
Your season is here.
Prophesy to somebody. Five people.
Your testimony.
Prophesy to them.
Is here. The lights are falling for you in pleasant places.
Move,
my
and prophesy.
God will turn all your mourning into joy.
Move to another person.
Wipe your tears. Your season is here.
You are prophesying to five people.
Your
finish it. When you finish this one, you move to another person.
Is here. And the lights are falling for you with pleasant places. My God will turn all your mourning into joy. Wipe your
go to the next person.
Your season is here. Hey, your testimony is here. And the lights are falling for you in pleasant places. My God will turn all your morning.
Next person.
Part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.